Juliana Hatfield was a darling of the 1990s indie music scene. She played with the Blake Babies and Lemonheads, and she had a hit with this edgy pop song, My Sister.
I miss my sister. Why'd she go? She's the one who would have taken me to my first all-ages show.
Hatfield has released a string of alternative albums since those days, full of distorted guitars and strong vocals. Now, longtime fans may be surprised at a perhaps unlikely gentler influence. She has a new album, Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John.
Please, mister, please, don't play B.
Juliana Hatfield joins us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Hello.
Hi.
This makes my Gen X heart beat faster, I have to confess. Should people be surprised that you're a big fan of Olivia Newton-John?
I think that the people who have been following my life and my career are not surprised at all, because I think that I've been mentioning her all along the way for decades, just as something that's been a thread throughout my life. My love for her music has always existed, and I've never shied away from talking about it.
Baby, can't you see? There's nothing else for me to do. I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
This, of course, is a song from Grease, where Olivia Newton-John's tidy schoolgirl character meets a leather-clad John Travolta. Which one of those two did you identify with?
Well, in reality, I identified with the Sandy character very strongly. I related to what I call now, it's the good girl curse that she had, that she tried to turn around at the end and kill the good girl curse. But later in my life, I think I wanted to be more like the John Travolta character. Like, I fancied myself a rocker, a rock and roller, like a tough guy, but I was more, in reality, I was a lot like Sandy, and I hated that fact. I hated that I was sort of stuck in this role. I mean, I think people perceived me as sweet and cute, and I just was always pushing against that because I didn't see myself as sweet or cute.
Let's talk about Olivia Newton-John. Even though you've loved her music for so long, I understand you never actually saw her perform until very recently. What was it like to finally see her on stage?
It was wonderful. It was like, I got a little choked up at certain points just because it was like seeing an old friend or something, or seeing her in person and seeing that sound come out of the person in front of me. It was really great. It was great. And her voice sounded great. It sounded really strong, and nothing was lost to the years. It was just, she was hitting the high notes at the end of Xanadu, and it was fantastic.
You just mentioned Xanadu, which I have to say is one of my all-time favorites. It's such a weird film, and it's such a cool, strange song. Let's listen. I love this.
I know. It was tricky. A lot of it was, we knew it was going to sound different just because my voice is it's a different sort of instrument than Olivia's. She's more of a quote unquote real vocalist, and I'm just kind of like a scrappy singer. My voice isn't as powerful. But yeah, what was I doing? I think the songwriting with this stuff is so strong that I had this really solid foundation to work with. John Farrar, he did a lot of the writing and the producing and arranging, and he's really important to a lot of these songs in the original versions, and I think he should get a lot of credit.
I do want to hear your version of this song, you know, because a lot of Olivia Newton-John's music was sort of squeaky clean, poppy, but she had a huge hit that played to an edgy side, at least edgy for the 80s. Let's listen to Physical.
I'm sure you understand my point of view. We know each other mentally. You gotta know that you're bringing out the animal in me. Let's get physical.
I remember this video so well with her in the gym.
Yeah,
in that sort of leotard and the leg warmers. Yeah, and the headband.
Yeah, and I went back and watched the video while I was making the album after not having seen it for many years, and it's pretty shocking when you see it today.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's like some fat shaming going on. Stuff that I don't think would really fly today.
What are you trying to do when you channel sort of your version of this song?
Well, on this song, her version is kind of, it's kind of funny. She sees the humor in it. It's kind of a goof. But I chose to see it as more of a darker song. To me, I channeled the frustration in the song and the aggravation of, I guess, lust, rather than to see the funny part of it. I just kind of wanted to dirty it up.
You can hear the aggravation. Olivia Newton-John has been battling breast cancer, and you're donating a portion of the profits from this album to her research center. I'd like to know if you had any contact with her, and has she heard the album?
Yeah, I think Olivia was aware that this was happening, and she has tweeted a couple of times about it, which is great. She digs it, and she supports it.
And I guess if she was listening, what would you tell her?
I would just tell her thank you. I almost want to cry saying that. I get choked up just because she's really been a thread through my life, just something that I can go back to and escape to when things are rough or tough, and it's an escape to someplace that's wonderful. And I would just say thanks, I think. Thanks for all the great music.
Juliana Hatfield, she sings Olivia Newton-John on a new album. Thank you very much.
Thank you.